Time for the Daily Dust. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So Selena Gomez is reportedly worth an estimated $1.3 billion. Now, most of that comes from her Rare Beauty Cosmetics line, but at 32, she's one of the youngest female billionaires in the country. That's crazy. Demi Lovato's directorial debut, Child Star, explores the challenges of growing up in fame. Former child stars like Raven Simone, Christina Ricci, Kenan Thompson, and Drew Barrymore all reflecting on their experiences in the entertainment industry.
There definitely is not a manual on how to navigate this industry at such a young age.
And it's a whole new world of social media.
It just scares me to hear that these kids are making tens of millions of dollars. You know, there have to be protections put in place.
If you had to do everything from the very start all over again, is it worth it?
Yeah, it debuts September 17th. That's Child Star from Demi Lovato. Starting this season, The Tonight Show will only air new episodes Monday through Thursday. Up to now, Jimmy Fallon was the only late night host still doing five nights a week. Whoopi Goldberg, known for her honesty, revealed that earning money keeps her motivated to work.
I do enjoy a paycheck. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, listen, this is a place where you can come and say what you think, you know, and as long as that is what the job is, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Speaking of money, Beetlejuice cleared $110 million in its opening weekend. That's the second best September opening of all time and was obviously enough to make it number one at the box office. Orlando Bloom says he thought he was going to die losing weight for his new movie, The Cut. Yeah, they got to stop doing that. They can't keep losing all this weight and then gaining it back and losing it and gaining it. It just doesn't work. Snoop Dogg wants to introduce the Hood Olympics for athletes who missed out on the summer Paris Games.
There's a lot of homies from the hood that could run a 10-2, that could high jump, throw the javelin, backflip, swim good, yeah. Jump over gates and hurdles. You know what I'm saying? So. I just want to make it, you know, available for the athletes from the hood that didn't make it.
Yeah, the Paris Summer Games were a huge hit thanks to Snoop Dogg and a lot of others. I mean, you know, Flava Flav. Kendrick Lamar is going to be headlining the Super Bowl 59 halftime show in February. And sadly, Nicole Kidman left the Venice Film Festival abruptly yesterday following her mother's death. Director Helena Rain accepted an award for Nicole Kidman.
Today, I arrived in Venice to find out shortly after that my beautiful, brave mother, Janelle Penn Kidman, has just passed. I'm in shock and I have to go to my family, but this award is for her. She shaped me, she guided me, and she made me. And my heart is broken.
So sad for Nicole Kidman and her family. Prayers going out to them. And finally, a dirt alert. Y'all, Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins got pulled over by the cops about a block from the stadium yesterday, and he was on the ground in handcuffs just hours before the game against the Jaguars. One of the officers involved was placed on administrative duties, and Tyreek Hill says he would like for some positive things to come out of the situation.
What if I wasn't Tyreek Hill, bro? It's crazy. Like, I want to be a cop one day. I got a state trooper hat, all that, you know, so I got a lot of respect for cops, man. But figure out a way to, like, flip this and, you know, make it a positive on both ends, on my end and then also Miami-Dade, you know, so that way we can team together and, you know, do something positive for the community, because that's what it's all about, bro. I have a platform, and I want to be able to team up with you guys, so that's all I got to say.
Yeah, when he was asked about the situation, he said, I was respectful. My mama raised me right. All right, that's your dirt alert. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3, the Daily Dust. Okay, go wash your hands.